We got it going on here, Mike. What's that, man? Talk about. Welcome, y'all. You may not be able to tell it from the music, but you're tuned in to Rosie on the House. We were talking earlier in the show about how we give up our Saturdays for you, the Arizona homeowners. I'll tell you what, this is one Saturday I hate giving up.
What you missing?
Leaving town with Stan and Nancy.
Oh, little RV trip across the country?
Yeah, over at Rosie Remodeling, the man that runs the company for me is Stan. And I'll bet you when Stan got in that truck this morning and put Nancy in the passenger seat and loaded Wyatt up in the back seat, I'll bet you that truck burns. Turns a burnout from here all the way to Flagstaff.
If you saw his face when he was leaving at noon yesterday,
man.
I was so jealous.
Oh, Stan the man's taking his girlfriend Nancy, and they're doing a tour of kind of their home turf, where they're from, up in the Northwest. So if you see kind of a midnight blue cobalt brand new pickup truck pulling a trailer that's moving like a bullet train up I-17, that's Stan.
That was a grin from ear to ear yesterday. Hey, you know how you always talk about...
1 month tour. When can we take a 1 month tour?
I think it's going to be a bit.
Oh, rats. Okay.
We do have our last high school graduation this year, so we must be getting closer.
We do. Our last high school graduation. That means I only have one more wedding to pay for.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
So we are getting close. Pretty soon we'll start being able to save something for us.
There you go.
You and me.
So you know how you always say the 9 o'clock hour is open hour for anything?
It is.
Well, right at the end of last hour, I had about 5 garden calls come in.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, we're going to the 9 o'clock hour now, and so our garden hour is over. He said, yeah, but Rosie said he covers anything during the 9 o'clock. I said, yeah, anything but gardening, because that's not really – that's why we have gardeners and Eisenhower and Harper come in, because we need a little help in that area.
Yeah, Romy's definitely the farmer in the family. If you want to talk landscaping with Rosie, it's going to be pretty simplistic. It's going to revolve around two things, a flamethrower and a chainsaw.
I can attest to that.
We just keep it really, really simple at our house. Really simple. So it is the open hour, and this is the hour we throw the phone line open. The number is a toll-free number. You can call us. And if you've got a project you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, give us a ring and let us see if we can't help you with a little tip or tricks of the trade or kind of a tool recommendation. Or we'll even recommend brand names of products for you to use in getting that project put together. The toll-free number is 1-888-767-4348. We have multiple incoming lines. Jennifer has cleared every one of them. We hear all the time, all week long, you know, I tried for 45 minutes to ring in, you know, and I did, and I can't get in. So then they call during the week, and we take their calls during the week. But the key to the show is call in early. Then you'll be sure to get on. So whatever you're trying to tackle, we have a big, big 3-day weekend coming up just around the corner, Memorial Day weekend. And I was supposed to be hiking the rim of the Grand Canyon, rim to rim to rim, but I had to give up my seat because it's my final daughter's graduation weekend. So it didn't seem family appropriate for me to bail out on that. So hopefully this is the last rim to rim on Memorial Day that I have to miss. But if you've got a project outside that you're trying to tackle, know this. Coming up next Saturday is an unbelievable sale that's being conducted by Superlight and Old Castle Company in regards to Belgard and Echelon products. It is a spring cleaning sale. It's located at 4601 North 42nd Avenue. Now, folks, this is one day only, spring cleaning sale, one location, 6 a.m. to noon, next Saturday, and it is open to the public. So you want to save up to 80% off on Belgard or Echelon products? Mark your calendar and get there next Saturday, May 7th, 6 to noon. You'll have to bring your little portable radio, so you can keep listening to our show as you're picking out product, but get there.
That's an app nowadays.
That's an app?
That's an app nowadays, yeah. It's in your pocket all the time.
I tell you what, this app that I've downloaded from the International Builders Show called RoomScan has really proven to be an invaluable tool when I'm out meeting people that I'm talking remodeling with. Oh, and by the way, folks, with Stan gone, don't call Rosie Remodeling, like, if you're in a real big rush to pull some job off, because we've got we do have a great stand-in. Mr. Donnie Breeze has joined us at Rosie Remodeling, but we're going to be kind of limping along on crutches here this next month without our man Stan. So be patient with us, please. But this app, RoomScan, is you actually hold the phone up on the wall, and it takes a picture and a measurement. And then you go to the next wall, the next wall, the next wall, the next wall, all the way around the room. You can mark doors and windows on it. And then you hit finish. And, Romy, it draws a scaled, dimensioned drawing of the room. And then you can take that and the photographs, because every time it measures, it takes a picture. You can take that back to your office, and it helps so much in putting the estimate together, because it's like you're right there in the house all over again. I tell you, I'm using this RoomScan all the time. Every job I go out on now, that's all I take. I don't even take a tape measure anymore.
What did that used to take time-wise? That took a
hours
project down to a minutes project.
Absolute minutes. So it's incredible.
I have not used it yet, but when you were talking apps a couple of weeks ago, I downloaded that exterior paint where you take a picture of your home, and then you can tap on it and put different colors.
Yes, because yeah.
An exterior paint job is the second to next project on the home. There's some old windows that were not Rosie-approved windows. This isn't a home we built.
Yeah.
That have some fogging in the middle. So I've got to get the windows replaced and then do an exterior painting.
But, and that paint app is fun, isn't it?
You know, I have not...
You load a picture
I loaded it,
your house.
Because I heard you talking about it. But we haven't got the opportunity to try it out yet. But
and then Amanda can just sit there on the computer and try
all the different colors
from the fan deck and say, I want the body this color, I want the accent this color, I want the fascia this color. I mean, she could be there for hours.
Well, and that still saves hours because you used to have to go get a gallon of paint, and you'd have your six different colors that you spend hours going through fan decks picking out. The time to apply it properly, it doesn't do any good to just roll it slap on real sloppy. You need to see what the finished coat will look like. Well, then you've got, you know, so there's this whole other process that saves. So you just pick out your new color now, and you can change it all digitally. Like, I don't know, this, that, so.
And the other thing, paint
I'm looking forward to it.
The other thing paint companies have done that really make a color selection a lot easier is they've reduced the quantity that they will sell you for that sample size. It used to be you had to buy a gallon. Then they finally started selling you a half a gallon. Now you can even get little pint containers. So at least you can get the color to your house, you know, without springing for a $30 gallon of paint that
nice.
Then you have no use for, right? All right, so we're here in the 9 o'clock hour to answer any questions you have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. We've got Stan and Ken and Marty and others all lined up. We're going to get to all those calls in just a minute. Y'all hang on.
Well, if you caught last week, you may have heard about the Drab to Fab contest, Water Use It Wisely, has going on right now. We brought Cheryl in this week to tell us a little more about it.
Great. Well, the Arizona Nursery Association is really excited to partner with Water Use It Wisely on the Drab to Fab, basically backyard rehab, I'm going to call it. One lucky winner will be able to get their backyard all spruced up, beautiful plants, some hard scrapes, some new irrigation, everything to make your backyard just a wonderful place where we all want to be right now with this great weather.
And because it's Water Use It Wisely, this yard makeover is for water smart. This, if you're trying to do 2,000 square feet of grass and a tropical setting, this isn't the contest for you.
Yeah, probably not. We're hoping that the winner will really choose from the great variety of Arizona-grown plants that our members grow here in the state. They can be absolutely beautiful and lush and colorful, but still be an Arizona-friendly, lower water use plant for our environment. So you can have the best of both worlds.
So someone that has moved here or has no idea where to get started, where would you get started in that plant selection process?
Well, there's a couple of resources that are really good. The Arizona Municipal Water Users Association, it's AMWUA, Arizonaplants.org. Their website has put the Arizona plants, the booklet, some of you, we call it in the industry the pink booklet. Your water conservation office might have given it to you when you moved here. But it is a great listing of plants. It's now online at their website. And you can look at a picture of a plant and then look right under it and say, what kind of sun does it need? How large does it get? Does it need a lot of pruning? Is it what we'd call a messy plant? That's a wonderful place to go and kind of look for plants that do really well here. Also, if you don't have a relationship with a local nursery right now, a wonderful place to go is plant-something.org. Put in your zip code, and you'll be guided to the local nursery nearest you, your ANA member nursery, and they can help you with that plant selection. You can talk to them about maybe what a plant does that you've seen online, or they also have some professionals there who might draw you a plan or help you redo your backyard if you don't happen to be the lucky winner.
And the Arizona Nursery Association, I understand, actually has a member who will be donating all the plants to this contest winner.
Yeah, we don't quite know yet exactly what it's going to be because obviously we haven't chosen the winner, but our member nurseries have basically decided that they're going to put together the order depending on what the best way is to go. So it's going to be supported by members of the Arizona Nursery Association to get the plants for that backyard.
And how would somebody enter the contest?
They go to the website for Drab to Fab and actually put in their entry. It's a random drawing, and I think there's a lot of entries now, a lot of interest on that.
WaterUseItWisely.com. You'll see the link right on the homepage. You can also get that link off of RosieOnTheHouse.com. Cheryl Gore, Executive Director of the Arizona Nursery Association, thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here.